4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, 4:30, 4:45, I'm doing some sort of cardio. Open these garage doors, it's still dark outside. I do this and then I'll have breakfast and then I will go do all my strength and conditioning training at a gym for about an hour. And then I'll go to set.
We all average probably about 5 hours of sleep.
It's 4:45 a.m. It's still dark outside. Look at that, the lights just went out and I'm getting ready to kill this AM cardio. You can't even see me, but it's gonna be so good, it's bad.
Focus! If you do anything, you never want to do anything half-assed, especially when it comes to your training. Get in, be intense, execute on it, and then get out. For a lot of guys out there, and I was certainly one of those guys, in my 20s, I thought I had all the answers. I didn't know shit, by the way. In my 30s, I'm still trying to find myself, as a lot of guys are out there. Hopefully, when you hit your 40s, you're hitting a nice stride. If I'm gonna do it, I need to do this job right. I need to stay focused on it. I need to give the best effort I possibly can.
We live down here in South Florida, it's hurricane season.
Focus!
Well, when it's time to go to the gym, we gotta get to the gym. And there ain't no stopping us.
It's like, I'm gonna be the baddest motherfucker walking it.
All right, empty gym, the way we like it. It's Sunday, just finished my warm-up. This pain ought to be fun.
Focus!
I work out twice before everyone wakes up.
All right, workout number two. I'm outworking all my competition. All right, Saturday afternoon, empty gym, the way we like it. It's leg day, which means it's gonna be sweaty, painful, and fun.
So how do you make it? How do you overcome the odds?
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives. All comes down to today. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell.
Or you could be like me. Dream of pro football, get hurt, dream over. Find yourself with just $7 in your pocket. So how did I get here? By being the hardest worker in the room.
Now it's time to see who has the heart. Now is the time to prove to yourselves and prove to everyone out there
you are somebody.
You are worthy of something. And you're able to do something special that no one else in the world can do. Are you ready to go out there and take what's yours?
Yeah!
What you worked hard for?
Yeah!
All of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should spend more time with my kids. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. And then you know what? People don't do their shoulds and they get mad at themselves. They beat themselves up about it. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island and you're the head of the army and you want to take the island, the most powerful way to take the island is burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should. That's what makes human beings succeed.
Ego is the success inhibitor. You have to do your best not to make decisions based off of ego, for sure.
success and failure are generally slow processes. Either slowly building things up or gradually tearing them down. And that's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second. Because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. And so, that second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you are either building or you are decaying. You are either gaining ground or you are losing ground in that second and in every second. Every second counts. So make every second count.
The dream shattered. Sent home with $7 in my pocket. I was like, wait, no, I gotta play in the NFL eventually. Those are my big goals. That's my dream. You realize that playing in the NFL was the best thing that never happened because it got me here. So my point is, look, you're gonna get your ass kicked. We're gonna get the shit kicked out of us. You gotta get up. You gotta have faith that the one thing you wanted to happen oftentimes is the best thing that never happened. So have faith and just keep that in mind and keep plugging away.
This is it. Day you've been waiting for. I know you're nervous. So am I. My first game too. Now it's time to go out there and put it on the scoreboard. Now it's time to see who has the heart. Now is the time to prove to yourselves and prove to everyone out there that even though you're locked up, or somebody, you are worthy of something, and you're able to do something special that no one else in the world can do. Ready to go out there and take what's yours?
Yeah!
What you've worked hard for?
Yeah!
But one thing that a lot of people don't know that I want to share with you guys is when I was 22 years old, I came to this city for the first time. I was playing in the Canadian Football League, playing my first pro football game. I was playing for the Calgary Stampeders. We were playing the BC Lions. I was so excited. 2 days later, I got cut. The dream shattered, sent home with $7 in my pocket. I was like, wait, no, I got to play in the NFL eventually. Those are my big goals. That's my dream. You realize that playing in the NFL was the best thing that never happened because it got me here. So my point is, look, you're gonna get your ass kicked. We're gonna get the shit kicked out of us. You gotta get up. You gotta have faith that the one thing you wanted to happen oftentimes is the best thing that never happened. So have faith and just keep that in mind and keep plugging away.
Or a football field, but you can always train and get better and push yourself.
Just bring it. That's it. Just bring it. I say that in my everyday life, and terms of my challenges and things like that.
Okay, in between sets, as I'm working out, and as I often do in between sets, I slide into your comment section nice and I read your comments just so we could stay connected, and I always know what's on your mind and I can address it. So somebody just asked me a cool question, said, DJ, you're on top, where could you possibly go from here? And you always talk about outworking your competition. Who's your competition? It's a great question. Thank you for the compliment, by the way. I'm fortunate enough to be on top, but anytime you reach the top, you always want to make sure that you have the desire to raise the bar and take the brass ring to places it's never been. That's the key with being on top. Just because it's never been done doesn't mean it can't be done. And in terms of competition, great question. Everyone's my competition, but a fundamental key that I've learned over the years is, and I'll share it with you, my number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
Double. I knew I wanted to be something, and it was important to me to be something. It was important to me that I didn't fail. But by the way, and if I did fail, at least what was also important was the lesson. And I didn't realize that until I got older. Because, you know, when you're in it, you're in the grind, you don't really recognize those things when you're younger. But I could recognize them now and the importance of them now. And just in terms of the drive and the determination, a lot of it was experience, too. Get your ass kicked, you get back up, and you put the gloves back on and you swing away.
All right, Saturday afternoon, empty gym, the way we like it, tripping over here. It's leg day, which means it's gonna be sweaty, painful, and fun. They say that nothing good happens in the 4 a.m. hour. Well, I can guarantee you this, it's 4:45 a.m., it's still dark outside. Look at that, the lights just went out, and I'm getting ready to kill this AM cardio.
Train twice. I'll get my cardio in and breakfast, and then I'll go hit the weights. Clanging and banging, we call it.
You know, the masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, when no one else is around, those moments have a tendency to lead to success.
Oftentimes when I see kids and they have been labeled, oh, they're punk kids. True. But there's good in them. And we gotta see that potential. And I enjoy that today, seeing the potential in kids just like he did. Especially kids who are kind of wayward and have been going through it. I know what it's like.
Our most powerful and most important is when we just embrace who we are. It's just believing in yourself and, right. And embracing who you were born to be.
Whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning, by the way, when we were talking in London, mm-hmm. I was getting up at 3 because I had to be on set by 4. So whatever time my call time is, those and directors and our producers, whatever time my call time, so my call time is at 7, then you back your clock up 4 hours, and then that's when I get up and train twice.
Just wrap that 4 a.m. cardio. There's no substitute for hard work. I get up super early. Generally, I have this thing where I like beating the sun up, not just in terms of before the sun comes up, I have to get up. How do I do it? It's just important to find balance, and I try and do things really that I really enjoy doing. And a lot of times, you know, it's like in life, right? Life brings like drama, and you gotta deal with this person, and a funky relationship here, mm-hmm. and all these things. Work 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know if there's a golden rule. I can tell you this, that I believe anything is possible, right? I live in the world of possibility. And I also believe that anything, we can accomplish anything with our two hands and just putting in the work with our two hands. And also, you hear this often, but it's really, really true. You gotta find something, if you love what you do and be passionate about what you do and find something that you can be passionate, like, it really helps. You know, it gives you that motivation when you wake up in the morning.
Consistently being told that whatever it is that you want to do, you've got to get after it. You got to get after it. There's no substitute for hard work. Hard work always pays. You know, those type of mantras over time. And those are your examples of you know, what it's like to get beat down, what it's like to get, just in terms of the struggle, what it's like to be evicted out of your apartment, what it's like to have your car repossessed and watch your parents go through that is defining as a kid.
You know, I grew up, there was a period of time where I was making a lot of mistakes, David. I was getting arrested multiple times. By the time I was 16, I was arrested maybe 7 or 8 times, fighting theft, doing a lot of things that I shouldn't have been doing. I was really lucky that I had a couple of people who, along with my parents, who saw the potential in me even when I didn't see the potential in me. And it wasn't until I got older, had a little bit of luck, a little bit of success, that I started to understand the value and the power of someone giving back.
Some people call you the best pure athlete in wrestling today. Let's start off with a bit of your history. When you broke in, you were packaged as a part of a wrestling legacy. Your father is Rocky Johnson, or Sweet Ebony Diamond, as Canadian fans know him. Tony Atlas was a family friend, all kinds of family roots. Were you ever concerned that you wouldn't get your chance to prove yourself on your own terms?
No. I was never ever concerned about that, because nor was I ever concerned about trying to fill their shoes, because my dad's, they were just too big, you know, my grandfather as well. But at the same time, I always knew that one day, whenever I got the opportunity, I was just going to make it happen. Persistence and hard work. I knew one day it was going to happen. When I made up my mind to get involved in the business that I have a passion for, that I grew up in, I knew that there's going to be a time where the success will come. And that's through hard work and consistency. It's you know, the same old story, things like that. So it's surprising to a degree, but I was well aware that it was going to happen.
All starts with this. Two hands, putting it to work.
You know, there are remarkable people who come into the world from time to time, and there are people who do find out over decades-long periods what they could be like if they were who they were, if they spoke their being forward.
Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, "Who's your hero?" And I said, "I don't know, I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks." I come back 2 weeks later, this person comes up and says, "Who's your hero?" I said, "I thought about it. You know who it is?" I said, "It's me in 10 years.
I didn't start out thinking, this is going to replace my income. This is going to be, I just did it as a passion project. And I think if people have a regular day job, if you could just find some one thing that you do as a passion project and just keep building on it, just keep watering it, keep adding fertilizer, keep giving it attention, keep giving it focus.
So I turned 25, 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, "So are you a hero?" And I was like, "Not even close." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away.
It's soul killing. They're stuck in traffic all day, and then they're stuck in a cubicle after that. There are so many people that are working all day long doing something that is deeply unsatisfying and almost painful to them.
And they get stronger and stronger and stronger, and we don't know the limits to that. We do not know the limits to that.
I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me, because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing.
Where does it start? What's the anchor? What's the anchor? I could have all these ambitions, but the key with me is just always finding what the anchor is. Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day before anybody else and grounding my thought process is in the no one will outwork me. No one.
The winners do it. They do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done.
You know, if you take people, and I've told you this, and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger. And you don't know what the upper limits to that are, because you might ask yourself, like, if for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like?
So I turned 25, 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, so are you a hero? And I was like, not even close.
I was 41 years old. I was unemployed. I closed the second restaurant. It was an $800,000 loss. Ooh. I mean, that meant our entire home equity line. It meant kids' college. I get just choked up just thinking about how terrifying it was. And so I found myself at the age of 41, like, just feeling like a complete failure.
And so you could say, well, in part, perhaps the reason that you're suffering unbearably can be left at your feet, because you're not everything you could be, and you know it.
You knew that there was more in store for you, but you couldn't figure out, how do you close that gap? How do you find the power that's in you? How do you discover your greatness? How do you solve these problems?
And people that are trapped in bad situations, one of the problems is you feel like this is your future and you can't get out of that. There's no hope. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no rainbow. And if you feel like that, that alone can be incredibly defining and limiting.
And so if your life isn't everything it could be, you could ask yourself, well, what would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be who knows how much more efficient, 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient.